time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, we've got a couple of heavy hitters with us. We've got Lane Miller with Price City here.
He's in studio. Was that a compliment?
That is a compliment, or as close as a compliment as you're going to get from me, Lane. How's that sound?
Okay, good, yeah.
And then joining us over the phone, we've got Ted Hinckley. And Ted has been doing great things with Culture Connection. He's brought in groups for International Days. He's going to do that again. And Culture Connection is not that far away, so we're going to kind of go through the list and talk with Ted and with Lane about all of them. And gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I'm glad it's time for Culture Connection, or at least to talk about it.
You've been locked in too long?
I have, yes.
All right, so let's get right to it. Ted, you kind of wanted to add this one, and it's really, we're going to call it an unofficial start to Culture Connection, and it's the first night of the Carbon County Fair. It's Elton John and Billy Joel tribute that's going to go on out at the fairground, so we'll let you speak to that for just a moment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, a great songbook, and these performers, John Houston, does the Elton John, and he's a phenomenal piano player and a great singer. He doesn't look anything like Elton John. He's got he's kind of a skinny guy with long gray hair.
You have to close your eyes.
What?
That's okay.
Once you've heard 1 minute, you'll forget. You know, he's a great performer. You know, it's a great songbook. You know, some of the best songs kind of in the history of popular music. And we think it's, you know, it's a Thursday night. So, but we think it's going to be a great way to kick off the events at the county fairgrounds. And we think people are really going to enjoy this. It's just such a great songbook.
And as we said, we're going to call that the unofficial start to Culture Connection. Lane, you feel good about that?
I do. And it illustrates what we're going to have in Carbon County and Price, Utah for the summer.
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, this is a tremendous lineup you've put together for us. And then June 13th, a name that most people I would think would know, Ted, and that's Peter Breinholt.
Yeah, Peter, you know, kind of a Utah performing legend. He's been doing it for about 30 years and, you know, has been very popular. I thought he was a great kickoff for Culture Connection. And so, you know, when I had the chance to book him for it, I jumped at it because he's really terrific.
And let's talk, Lane, just briefly about the move to Washington Park. It's been something that's kind of been in the works for a minute, hasn't it?
It has been. The problem with the Peace Garden, there's not much shade. So for the audience, it can get uncomfortable. But for the bands, it was really bad because they're staring right into the sun.
Yes, they are.
So we toyed with the idea a couple of years ago of moving it to the park, and it took some talk and it took some discussion. We finally decided to do it. It's going to be a lot more comfortable for the audience and also for the bands. That was the main reason.
All right. So remember, once again, Culture Connection will be out at the Washington Park this year instead of the Peace Gardens. We'll talk more about that the closer that it gets. Then after Peter Breinholt, Ted, we've got Sherry Call. Give us a heads up on her.
So Sherry Call is a, you know, singer-songwriter. She's going to be appearing with a little band. Sherry Call, a lot of people, she's one of the constant threads in a group called the Lower Lights, which have a very successful Christmas concert up in Salt Lake every year. And she's a great storyteller, very thoughtful, clever songwriter, and I think people are really, really going to like Sherry. She's been at it, like Peter Breinholt, she's been kind of on the Utah music scene for, you know, 20-plus years, and just everybody likes her show.
All right, and then the 27th, Davey and the Midnights.
The Davey and the Midnight. Davey has been the keyboard player for Eric Burdon and the Animals, and they called me. They're on tour. You know, we kind of looked at their tour date, and I said, what if I had you in Price on, you know, June 27th? And you know, they're kind of a, you know, blues-based Americana group, but, you know, seasoned performer. We're excited to have, you know, I think they come out of Indianapolis, and we're excited to have a national act coming through town for a Culture Connection.
Most definitely. And then for the 4th of July, Lane, we're going to switch venues. We're going to be out at the fairgrounds because we're going to have fireworks afterwards.
It is the 4th of July.
It is the 4th of July. And Ted, we're going to have two bands that night. I've got Mountain Country and Route 89.
Yeah, and both I think people are really going to enjoy them. Mountain Country, fronted by a guy named Jim Fish. Definitely, you know, on the country side of things, dobro and, you know, fiddle and stuff. And so, you know, they're going to kind of represent that side of things. And then Route 89 is a classic rock band that I think will go perfectly into the end of the show, and they can play some classic rock while we do the fireworks.
Route 89 has come before. In fact, a few years ago, they played out at the fairgrounds during the fireworks. So it's going to be a real treat. It's going to be a real show.
They're going to do it again. And then, you know, when we first started talking about Culture Connections and things like that, and this group came up, I circled it, regardless of what Lane thinks. I circled these guys because this is my kind of stuff. And it is Waylon, Willie, and Cash, and it's a tribute to the Highwaymen. And I have a feeling that this one you're just going to knock out of the park, really. That's July 11th.
I'm not a real country fan, but I love the Highwaymen. And when Ted mentioned them, I said, Ted, you've got to get them. I just can't imagine anything better. And I'm so excited about this. Thanks, Ted.
So let's talk about the Highwaymen tribute that's coming, Ted, for just a moment.
This show, these guys are seasoned entertainers. The kind of spearheaded by a guy named Ben Hale, who he's done show the Waylon, Willie, and Cash shows before. He's also been, there's a kind of a famous play, sort of an actor, there's a play called The Million Dollar Quartet, and he has played Johnny Cash many times, and he's sings like him, look like him. You guys are, this is a real tribute to an era of country music where that's just second to none. They're just, you know, not only great songs, but these guys are great entertainers. You guys are going to see a show, you know, that's just, you know, they do this in Vegas. They run it at a theater in Arizona. It sells out for 3 weeks. And I called them early, and this was the Thursday I could get them for the whole summer. And so I think people are going to be super excited to see the Waylon, Willie, and Cash, the tribute to the Highwaymen show, because the performers are just top-flight entertainers.
And like I said, I'm looking forward to that one. The next one, July 18th, as much as we love them, I don't think we need to go into a lot of detail about the Deltas. Everybody knows about the Deltas.
They've been coming.
They're our adopted sons, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they adopted us, and we adopted them.
And they are a great, great band, bluesy band there. Love them. And then for the 25th, International Days, the opening ceremonies, another kind of favorite here in Carbon County. That's Los Hermanos de los Andes, and that's going to be on July 25th as we kick off the opening ceremonies of International Days.
Yes. Yeah, they've been coming for years. I don't think we had them last year, and we felt bad. We just weren't able to work them in. So they're one of the first ones that we hit up for this coming summer.
And as we're kind of getting pressed for time, don't want to leave out August 1st, the Rachel Rivers Band. Ted, if you want to talk about them for a moment.
So Rachel Rivers is an up-and-coming, talented singer-songwriter. She writes great songs, has an incredible voice. Probably the least known person on the list, but if people come, she won't be least known for long. She's really a up-and-comer.
And then we're going to close out Culture Connection on August 8th with the Wayne Hoskins Band. What can you tell us about them?
The Wayne Hoskins Band, buckle up. That's what I say. These guys, so it's kind of in that country rock crossover zone. They played for me not too long ago in another place in Utah, and it was about 35 degrees, and about 15 minutes into the show, their bass player had his shirt off, and
sounds like our kind of crowd.
Not a particularly skinny guy, but everybody bought in. It was 35 degrees. These guys are seasoned. These guys play a lot, and they play for people, and they know how to work a crowd. I think it'll be an incredible end of the run at Washington Park. But then we have kind of one more where, you know, we're returning to things where Culture Connection kicks off the Helper Arts Festival on August 15th.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about that. That one's going to be extra special. But I think this was a good way to kind of dip our toe into Culture Connection for this year. Lots of great bands coming in. I look forward to talking more in depth about them every time, every week when we get on the phone and have that conversation about these bands. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of great live music happening this summer down here in our area.
Are you excited yet?
I'm past excited.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So Lane and Ted, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today about the music of the Culture Connection season this year. And we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Ted.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.